Forget whatever plans you have this weekend because you're staying at home and playing on SpinQuest. And there's never been a better time to sign up than right now. New users get $30 coin packs for just $10. All the table games you love with hundreds of slot games and real cash prizes. That's at SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Welcome to your Morning Boost, brought to you by AWB Education. Here, we amplify knowledge, widen reach, and broaden impact in education, delivering your daily dose of professional development. This program is sponsored by Grundmeier Leader Services, where together we are transforming education, one leader at a time. Now, get ready to amplify your day with your Morning Boost.
All right, welcome back to your Morning Boost, everybody. Today, we're going to continue our monthly dive into the Fitting Five newsletter from Grundmeier Leader Services. Happy Tuesday, everybody. Happy Tuesday, November 4th. And today's essential reading comes from EdWeek. The reading is Kids' Social Media Use Linked to Lower Reading and Memory Scores. For us as school leaders, this research hits incredibly close to home as we just constantly grapple with student engagement and attention spans. The evidence suggests that the fragmented, fast-paced nature of social media is fundamentally rewiring how young brains process information, impacting their ability to sustain deep focus required for complex reading and long-term memory formation. This isn't just about distractions in the classroom. It's about a neurological shift and one that we must address in our instructional and support strategies as a community.
Hi, I'm Dr. Lisa Hill, a longtime educator of nearly 40 years as a teacher, counselor, professor, and vice principal, and I've seen just about everything public schools can throw at you. And now I'm sharing my tales on my comedy podcast, Vice Principal Unofficed. It's where school leadership meets laugh-out-loud stories, from underwear-required parent-teacher conferences, yes, really, to staff lounge confessions and more you won't believe. I'm telling it all with humor and a whole lot of heart. I also tackle the serious stuff too, like what schools really need to change and those behind-the-scenes moments no one talks about. So if you're ready to laugh, learn, and maybe even cry a little, but mostly laugh, join me and my 90-year-old mom, my unofficial co-host, on Vice Principal Unofficed. New episodes drop bi-weekly on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcast fix. Trust me, this is one detention you'll actually look forward to.
Now, the challenge is real. Social media trains the brain to seek constant, shallow novelty, eroding the sustained attention needed for reading complex texts or forming durable memories. As leaders, we cannot simply ban these tools. We must become explicit trainers of the skill that social media is depleting. Our shared goal is to counter the fragmentation effect by building cognitive endurance across our schools. Now, we have a solution here, and this comes in instructional counter-programming. The intervention must be systemic, built into the instructional practice across all grade levels and content areas. The first piece of advice here is that we need to actively counter-program their attention by introducing deep work blocks. This means implementing mandatory protected 20 to 30-minute blocks in core subjects, especially literacy. These should require single task focus. During this time, all digital devices are put away, and the activity requires deep, uninterrupted concentration. Maybe things like silent reading, complex problem solving, or long-form writing. But crucially here, the expectation should be that we celebrate the act of sustained focus, not just the outcome. Next, we can't just expect them to focus. We have to teach the skill. Advice here is to teach like the metacognitive muscle. We need to explicitly show students what deep attention feels like and why it is valuable. After a sustained focus session, we should use short reflective prompts. What did your brain do in the first 5 minutes? When did you feel the urge to check your phone? How did you pull your attention back? This moves focus from a passive state to an active skill they understand and can control. Finally, let's adjust how we assess them. we should prioritize analytical summarization over simple fact recall. My advice is to design assessments for synthesis and analysis rather than just mere rote memorization. For example, instead of a quiz on definitions, students should write a 3-sentence summary of the main argument of the chapter without checking the text. This forces their working memory to organize and hold complex information, which is a direct countermeasure to the shallow processing caused by fragmented media. School-wide adjustments like these can help our students understand that while they must navigate the digital world, they can deliberately cultivate the cognitive capacity necessary to achieve complex academic goals. All right, now we've talked about the significant challenge posed by the digital age, how to train our students' brains for deep work when the outside world constantly rewards the shallow attention. The key takeaway is that we can no longer assume students know how to focus. We must explicitly teach sustained attention through practices like deep work blocks, metacognitive reflection, and tasks that demand analytical summarization. Our mission here is to create analog skills and environments within our digital-heavy schools. Have a chance to check out this article in the Fitting Five newsletter, I would advise so. It's a really impressive article here to talk about this strategy in more depth. So if you don't get that newsletter already, reach out to us here at AWB Education. We'd be happy to get that to you. But otherwise, join us again tomorrow when we shift gears to leadership strategy, discussing the Harvard GSE article, Why the Best Defense in Educational Leadership is a Good Offense. Thank you for listening, everybody. Have a wonderful Tuesday. We will talk with you again tomorrow.
That concludes another episode of Your Morning Boost. We hope today's daily dose of professional development helps you amplify knowledge, widen reach, and broaden impact. Your Morning Boost is an AWB Education production brought to you with the generous support of Grundmeier Leader Services. Join us again tomorrow for more. Until then, keep boosting your impact.
Forget everything you had planned for this weekend because you are sitting on your couch and winning from the comfort of your own home. I'm here with SpinQuest, where you can play hundreds of slot games, all of the table games you love, and you could even win real cash prizes. New users, $30 coin packs are on sale for $10 at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.